This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's dive into this a little bit further to see where the Warriors are at on all things on Willard and Dibs, and then we'll get back to your calls at 888-957-9570. Let's bring Slates in, our Warrior insider, The Athletic. Anthony, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
We're doing good, and talking this out, and certainly would love your perspective. To what level are the Warriors in the mindset of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Because things are working pretty well right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, Jonathan Kuminga is going to play a role when he gets back. And they can mask it as minutes restriction, which, you know, I say mask it, like, he should come back. He should probably come back and play 22 or something like that in his first couple games back. But he's not going to get zero. They're not just going to, you know, keep the same rotation that they have. He's going to eat into Gui Santos' minutes. He's going to eat into some of Moses Moody's minutes. He's going to maybe, you know, nibble away from Draymond and Post and some of that. Because we'll see if that does. He's going to have to play himself back into, like, you know, a 30 to 34 minute per night type role. And that may never happen, or, you know, or that may not happen this year. But he's not going to not roll.
What does he do best that this team is currently missing? And I say currently, like, ever since Jimmy Butler has arrived on the scene, what's the one thing that Jonathan can bring that this team is currently lacking?
Yeah, I mean, you still need more guys that can score at the rim and score at the rim with force. I still think that's this team's flaw. I mean, in their loss that they have had with Jimmy Butler, I thought that was a big issue, you know, in that game at Dallas. And even in times when they're succeeding, you know, they're small and they're still kind of unathletic. And I do think teams with rim protectors or teams that can wall off the paint and make some of these finishes harder, or, you know, sag off guys and force these guys into floaters or contested layups. The Warriors don't have a lot of great finishers at the rim. They now have one better one with Butler, but they need more. So that's what Kuminga does. And then I think the ceiling of this team has a locked in defensive version of Jonathan Kuminga, particularly on ball. I still do think at their worst at times in Philadelphia, I know they didn't have Butler that night, but Butler's not, you don't want him to be a primary 30 minute per night guy. They got cooked by Quentin Grimes repeatedly, and I think that's part of their point of attack issue that I do think against the best scorers in the league in the playoffs, they're going to need, you know, better individual defenders. And Kuminga, we'll see. He's been that at times of his career. He also hasn't been. I worry about him as a help defender. But I do think in lineups, which he hasn't played in yet, that have Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green behind him, if they just point and shoot him at a target, which would be a good perimeter score, there's a chance he could develop into a good individual defender. And I think they really need that.
Anthony Slater is with us, The Athletic, our Warrior insider, Willard and Dibs. 95-7 the game. Anthony, especially because you cover the rest of the league too, I'm curious, with this new look Warrior team, what are the matchups that might still be bad for them in the Western Conference?
Oklahoma City. I think they're bad for everybody. You know, I think people are, you know, wanting to not fear the Thunder that much because they haven't proven it before. But I think they're a very well-constructed team that, you know, kind of shaved past some of their flaws that we saw last year. They got Josh Giddey off the roster. They got Hartenstein so they can kind of play bigger lineups. And I think that's a tough matchup, like I said, for anyone. If the Warriors do get up into that 4-5, and win a 4-5 matchup, that's who would be sitting there for them in round two. As far as who they might play in the first round, you know, Denver, like Nikola Jokic against Draymond Green, or, you know, they can't play the Draymond Green, Kevon Looney lineups, right? They've given that up. You can go back to 2022 where they went through a limited version of the Nuggets in the first round, and that's who they were starting that time. And I think when you had Looney and Draymond kind of, you know, comboing on the floor at the same time against Jokic, that was a better defensive pairing to try to hold him back. But they don't have that anymore. They can't play those two together. So that, to me, is the matchup you probably don't want the most in the first round is Denver.
Can you afford to go with a Post and Draymond center combination? And because clearly TJD is no longer in the rotation, does this pose a bigger problem with the viability of having to play Quentin Post a lot of minutes in the playoffs?
I mean, offensively, you would love to go with the Draymond Post combination because, like, you know, that really helps Draymond, a stretch center, which he very often hasn't had out there. But if we're talking, are you asking specifically in a Denver matchup?
Yeah, really for Denver. And, you know, I guess OKC is going to be a problem no matter who you put out there.
Yeah, so OKC, they started Post, and the Thunder just dragged him into SGA action, like, repeatedly, and SGA had, like, 21 in the first quarter, and they didn't start him in the second half. They almost couldn't play him. So you worry about him in that matchup for that reason. And then in the Denver matchup, Quentin Post is not Kevon Looney defensively. He cannot – you do not want him on Nikola Jokic. So I would be concerned about him in that matchup. Now, I think part of the reason you see Quentin Post a lot of times to open second and fourth quarters is because they like to get him on the floor when they, you know, the star scorer is typically off the floor. Nikola Jokic, for example, you know, typically is off the floor to start the second and fourth quarter. So I think you'll see him in those pockets of the game in those particular matchups.
Anthony Slater with us here. Hey, back to Kuminga. What the hell's going on? Like, come on.
Yeah.
What's going on? What is taking so long? Something's up.
I'll tell you. He, on the road trip, the soft target I had been hearing was Charlotte, which was the middle of that road trip, the third game. He had he'd been playing 3-on-3, scrimmaging, all that, after Philly. And again, it's not like I'm just getting fed as much detailed information from the medical side. I have to go with what I see, and what I saw after a workout in Philly was, you know, the ankle seemed to be bothering him. He was kind of grimacing, holding it a little bit, and talking to the training staff. And then later that night, I entered the locker room and he's got his foot in an ice bucket. He did not play that night, but he was icing his foot post game, his ankle, we should say. And, you know, there's been some residual swelling, and you know, Steve Kerr's kind of talked about it. They want him to feel his full burst considering how he plays. And, you know, again, I had heard the soft target after that was Charlotte. That was right before this workout, or right after this workout I'm talking about. They didn't green light him for Charlotte. They hadn't green light him the rest of the trip. And, you know, from my understanding, you're very likely to see him soon. I could definitely see it Thursday night after these two off days. He gets in maybe a full practice Wednesday when the team should get in a full practice. I think you might see him Thursday. It has taken longer than they hoped it would, but it's not like there's some type of setback where they've shut him down. He's still scrimmaging. He's still doing 3-on-3s. He's still getting closer. It's just, if you want to consider it a setback or not, I would say it's probably been pushed back a week longer than they thought it would.
Have you gotten any sense for his eagerness or his, you know, maybe feeling not the contract pressure, but just the overall wantonness to get back out on the court and, you know, show the organization again who he was before he got hurt?
Yeah, I mean, I chatted with him briefly after the Brooklyn game. You could tell he's like, you know, he's very hopeful of getting back in enough time with the runway. You mentioned maybe the word anxiousness. I mean, they're playing so well. He wants to be a part of it. He also, you know, he left at a strange time where it was probably like, what, the best 6-game stretch of his career. It felt like he was finally getting, a runway and a role that he wanted. He was getting praised, by Steve Kerr, and then he disappeared for a while. And I think that's part of what's going on here is he wants his body to feel 100% right. He doesn't want to come back as a rusty version of himself or a limited version of himself. And then suddenly, you know, what are we talking about? If he struggles his first two games and Gui Santos is playing well, what's the radio segments? You know, what are we writing about? What are the post-game press conferences going to be about? We all know that. He knows that. And then you add into that what you mentioned in the question, like the contract situation, understandably, is obviously, you know, looming over the top of all this.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What do you think has happened with the contract situation and how are the Warriors going to play it?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, it's restricted free agency, so they hold a level of, you know, team control here. You know, it's some of it I'm sure is going to depend on not only how he plays, but how the team finishes their season, because Joe Lacob has been very outwardly confident that they're willing to pay Jonathan Kuminga long term, the type of value that he wants and that, you know, he'll command on the market. But for them to commit as much money as that would mean to, you know, Kuminga plus Butler, Draymond, Steph, that's going to take them up towards second apron territory. And I think they're only willing to do that if this looks like a core four that's like a contender. And I don't think we're going to know that until April, May, June this year. So if they win, and he's a big part of winning, he's going to get, you know, probably somewhat near his max, which his max is only like 38-ish per year next year, or 38 as a starting salary. But if he struggles, if his role is limited, if they flame out in the first round and it doesn't look like a core that you want to, you know, pay, you know, an exorbitant luxury tax fee for moving forward, then I think there is going to be a lot deeper conversations, not only about Kuminga's future, but about the future of like all the big salary pieces on this team.
Yeah, and you get the three big ones you mentioned, and plus, you know, quietly Moses jumps up to 11.5, and Buddy's making a clean 9 and change. And so those all start to add up as you get into those constrictive aprons. But when you look at this team, Anthony, over the last, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks since Jimmy has come, is the viability of them making a run, is it becoming more and more real, or is it just, you know, those of us who are super fans trying to put too much into this?
Both. All. I mean, clearly, they're better than I thought they would be. I think they're better than anybody, even probably internally they believed they would, because if they knew Jimmy Butler would make this type of impact, probably would have made the trade earlier, right?
Right.
You know, and probably wouldn't have flirted with Kevin Durant and otherwise, because at this point, this looked like the perfect move, and I'm not sure they all knew that at this point. But, you know, I'm not ready to looking at who they play and limited stretches still as well. Sure, the profile of this 12-game stretch, when you look at offensive rating, defensive rating, that screams title contender. too small of a sample against too poor of a group of opponents. They still have none. You know, no Boston games, no Cleveland games, no Oklahoma City games. And by the way, we're not going to see them play those three the rest of the year. I'm not ready to just declare them in that group. So anybody that's saying they're going to win the championship, you're either Draymond Green or I think you're still maybe slightly certainly a lot more threatening than they were, much more.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's dig into that. Do you still think the idea of title contention for the Warriors is crazy?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe that's just part of me just like not, you know, not wanting to believe the straight rounds of it is it, like when I see what Cleveland is, when I see what Cleveland is doing to teams, when I see what Boston can do to teams, Oklahoma City, when I know what, you know, Jokic and that Denver team when fully stocked is. But, you know, by saying I still don't believe in it, you know, because I probably didn't believe in it going into the 2022 playoffs. And I certainly, you go back to that March when they had lost, you know, they had that hot start in 22, 18-2, I think it was, stretch, you know, that they had lost. I'm just kind of ballparking it here, but they're maybe like 7-17 over a 24 game stretch. And I was definitely like, oh, this team is nowhere near title contention. And they didn't even make a big midseason trade to change the team.
Right.
So sure, you know, outside chance. What is like percentage chance, right? I think Daryl Morey's whole thing is if you have a 5% chance, you go for it. 5% feels like reasonable to say they have. So then, yeah, I guess they're an outside, you know, title threat.
Okay, what if that's asking your opinion, but you had said a minute ago, like, if you think they can win, you're either Draymond Green or a big super fan. Do you think that they believe that they can win?
I think that the way they've talked is more, you know, get us in a series with one of these guys that, you know, Anthony Slater says that they, you know, they don't have a shot against the Thunder, whatever, you know, whatever pundit says that, and like, you know, if they can steal one of those first two on the road, and then suddenly it's 1-1 back in Chase Center for a game three, and we're all like, look, they might be the favorites in this series. Like, to me, they're talking more like series to series. But yeah, like, I think Draymond Green, deep in his heart, believes there's not a team out there that could beat this team 4-7. I've known Jimmy Butler now for 2-3 weeks. He thinks similarly. He has a very Draymond Green mindset of get them on a playoff floor, and you're not going to beat them 4 out of 7 times. Steph Curry, certainly, you know, if he's hot, you know, at the right time. You know, maybe you're talking me into it. I don't know. But yes, they believe that they're a bigger threat than I probably do.
What have you made of Jimmy Butler and his arrival in terms of just the locker room and the vibes and what he's brought to the team, mostly off the court?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like an assertiveness, confidence level, which you've seen. The IQ is probably something that wasn't being mixed in enough. Like, you know, it's the supercharged version of the stuff that Steve Kerr loves, right? When he plays a lot of these players, even Gui Santos right now, it's like, because, oh, he's a connector. He cuts well. He does this. Well, Jimmy Butler does all that in like a superstar 6'7" body. And that do everything game, that ability to kind of mold into what a particular game needs, be super physical, get downhill, pass well. You know, I think there's going to be moments in the playoffs where they're getting killed in a point of attack situation, and they're going to go, hey, Jimmy Butler, use your energy right now for the next 5 minutes guarding Luka Doncic for 5 minutes, guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he'll just suddenly turn into their point of attack defender, where, you don't want that for 25 minutes every night. But his ability to kind of do everything, I think bumps this team's, you know, ceiling upward in so many ways, because on any given night, he'll just be what they need.
Anthony, thank you so much for coming on. Any concerns with a young but kind of getting better Portland team tonight?
Well, you said it, kind of getting better. So yeah. Sure, you know, I saw the line was like 12, I think. I was like, oh, that's a little high. You know, they've won some games. They've threatened. You know, I think Denny Avdia is questionable. He's kind of a quietly important piece for them. So if he doesn't play tonight, you know, that's a blow for them. But yeah, it could be challenging. You know, Portland could certainly stay in this game.
Anthony, great stuff, man. Thank you so much.
All right, fellas.
Okay, Anthony Slater, The Athletic, joining us on Willard and Dibbs.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.